Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, I am super excited. We have now entered the month of June. Today is June 4th. I hope everyone kicked it off really great last Friday on June the 1st. The reason why I'm so excited, last month we had a 31-day countdown in terms of pushing everyone to their goals, pushing everyone toward their dreams, their, you know, strategy. We talked a lot about focus, strategy, and execution. And so I hope everyone was able to implement, everyone was able to execute on their strategies for May, and that you ended the month of May on May 31st strong. And now we have thrusted ourselves into the month of June. We are, you know, heading into the summer months. And today's topic is talking about the power of your ask, A-S-K, the power of your ask. The reason why we're going to have this discussion, a lot of times we don't get what we need because we're not asking the right questions. We're not even talking to the right people that we should to push our mission forward, to push our goals and dreams forward. We are, you know, just having conversations that are not leading anywhere. And a lot of times what we have to do is make sure we're asking the right questions to the right people, and we are asking what we exactly need. We're being direct, we're being straight, and we're using that focused approach to make sure, once again, we are moving forward into the directions of our dreams. Now, when you ask someone a question, it is directive, it is a thought-provoking statement. You're asking someone to obtain information. You're asking someone a question to get something that's going to be another plug for you to move forward in your mission, in your agenda, in your business. The thing is, a lot of times we hesitate to ask individuals for what it is we truly need. Sometimes we dance around it. Sometimes we tiptoe around it. But very few and far between do we actually ask what we need. And a lot of times it could be for multiple reasons. It could be fear of failure. It could be fear of rejection. Let's say if you are having an organization, and you are in the process of trying to develop new partnerships, new sponsors, new funders, what have you, and it's that gray area of intimidation. It's that gray area of, will I be rejected? It's that gray area of, well, who do I even talk to? Who should I even pose this question to? Who should I even strike up a question to? Well, you know what? In this month of June, I want everyone to be working on the power of your ask. First, you need to identify what circle you need to be in. You need to identify who you need to be talking to, right? Once you identify the what circle, the who in the circle that you're going to engage, then you need to develop your conversation. What is your conversation going to be like? What does your conversation look like? What is the tone of the conversation? How are you going to deliver yourself? I want everyone to be postured in such a fashion that you are confident in what you have to share. You are confident in the information that you need to share to the targeted group of people that's going to help you and help them. Because again, it's not a one-sided thing. You have to make sure it is mutually beneficial when you're talking about partnering with individuals, when you're talking about, you know, potentially asking for sponsorships, when you're talking about how to grow your business, even if you're thinking about getting investors to the table for your for-profit business, you have to be ready with what you're going to share. It has to be a specific agenda. You have to know what you want because, again, you have a limited period of time to capture your target audience, right? Now, in that particular specific period of time, what are you going to say? What are you asking for? But the thing is, you have to be clear within your own mindset as to what you need. A lot of times, one of the biggest hurdles for a business to grow is because the business owner does not know what he or she may need to move the business forward. Well, we have entered into a new month of June. If you're just joining the show for the first time, you may not have been a participant in what we did in May pertaining to the focus, the strategy, and execution. It's okay. Let's pick up where you are now that you have learned about Good Morning to the Leader in You. What I want you to do this month, and even for those that participated in May, and maybe you didn't hit the mark that you wanted to hit by May 31st, well, it's the reset button, and it's okay. The first thing is to identify where you are in your business, identify where you are even in your leadership capacity, right? A lot of times leaders get so frustrated because they say their team is not flowing with them how they want them to. well, what have you been saying to them? What has the conversation been like? Have you been specifically clear even what you're asking of them? So sometimes even for, you know, charity organizations, we're building our boards, we're building our volunteers, we have contractual staff, and people get so disgruntled and frustrated because you're not getting the results you're looking for. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times it is because you are not asking the right questions, you're not sharing specifically what your needs are and being explicitly clear about that. There should be no gray areas. Again, ladies and gentlemen that are just joining us this morning, today we are talking about the power of your ask. And I believe we do have someone that just joined us this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Is this Joy?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you this beautiful month of June we have thrust it into? How are you doing this morning?
Feeling grateful, very grateful for today, and glad to be on again.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, today we are talking about the power of your ask. And today we're doing a quick 15-minute, golden nugget of sharing about how we propel and move forward. Some of the discussion that we've had thus far is talking about sometimes people feel disgruntled or frustrated when they don't get the results they're looking for in their business. And what I was sharing is that sometimes we need to tweak our conversation. In other words, have you been clear about what your ask is? Have you been clear about what you actually want? And so today's topic is the power of your ask. So we're talking about, are you clear about what you want first before you even deliver anything to anyone else? And then once you deliver it, are you delivering it to the right target audience? Because that could be an instrument as well as to why you're not seeing the results, because you're talking to the wrong people. You're not in the circles that you need to be in. Therefore, you're asking questions but to the wrong group of people. And so, Joy, I want to kind of open it up to you for you to share, like, when you think about the power of your ask, in other words, asking a question is something that can be provocative. It could be something that is thought-provoking. It could be something that is inquisitive. You know, what have you seen in your business journey with your business and with others that feel maybe disgruntled because their business isn't moving forward, but a lot of times it goes back to the conversations that's going on? So just wanted to get your thoughts about that.
I found a lot of times in business when we, what I have found is that we're on a path we don't really know sometimes. So we don't connect with the right people to obtain the information that's needed. So making, you know, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. So we need to find out the right questions to ask and pose to people so that we can get on track. And once we start doing that, you're going to see things that were locked before start opening up. The doors and everything will just start getting in line for you because you finally got the keys you needed to get where you want to go. So I think that's a big part.
I agree. One of the things we were also talking about, sometimes people don't ask the right questions or don't even just attempt to ask or open up that dialogue is because fear of rejection. Do you think that plays a part?
Definitely. I know for a fact when I was writing my book, The Story of My Granddaddy, told me a gentleman across the street, he actually is an illustrator. And it took me 2 weeks to get the courage to go across the street and ask this man if he would paint my children's illustrations for me. He was so delighted about being asked to do something like that that he had never done before. And I had to share with him that it took me two long weeks of courage just to go across the street and ask my neighbor to do this. And now the book is published. It's incredible. And I'm just thankful that I finally got the courage to ask. And that's what it takes a lot of times. We just have to get the courage to surround ourselves around the right people. You know, you might think, oh, they don't, I don't know the things they know, and so they wouldn't enjoy my company. But you'd be surprised what you already have that you bring to that circle of people. So definitely step out and step up.
Absolutely. Step out and step up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Ms. Joy, our co-host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. For those that have just joined us today, we are talking about the power of your ask, A-S-K, the power of your ask. There is a quote that says, you control your future, your destiny. What you think about comes about. By recording your dreams and goals on paper, you set in motion the process of becoming the person you most want to become. put your future in good hands, in the hands of your own. And that was a quote by Mark Hansen. And I just want to break it down, and then we're going to go into a little dialogue with Miss Joy. It says, you control your future and your destiny. And again, you know, I am a believer. I totally believe in God. But, you know, God has also, you know, given us, we have to walk it out. If things aren't going to mysteriously drop from heaven and materialize for us, we, you know, faith without works is dead. He's given us the knowledge, the skill, and the know-how to move out and execute. But a lot of times we get stuck, and a lot of times we get stuck with the conversations, right? We get stuck because of the fear, and I think Ms. Joy had a perfect example of what she just shared pertaining her own business, her own experience with her book and the publishing and the artwork that she needed, you know, but there was a point where she crossed the line of fear, and she moved on into the realm of execution. So that execution was when she literally started talking to the gentleman, literally started asking for what she needed, and then what happened? What she needed manifested itself. So could it be, ladies and gentlemen, that's listening on the show this morning, that things have not manifested yet because you have not had the conversation yet? And could it be because fear is stopping you from having that conversation? It says, you know, recording your dreams on paper. I'm sure, Miss Joy, you wrote your dreams and goals on paper before you even approach that gentleman. Myself, I write my goals and my dreams on paper. What I typically love to do every week, at the top or at the end of the week, I write out what my plan is going to be for that following week. Who do I need to talk to? What is that conversation going to be about? And what are the results that I want to see from that conversation? Again, ladies and gentlemen, for us to get to where we need to go, we are entered into a new month of June. I don't care how your last month ended on May 31st. Okay, we pushed forward as far as you can, but now the reset button has been hit. You got a new whole month. What are you going to do with it? The question is, what are you going to do with the time that you have? What are you going to do with what's in your hands, the goals that's in your hands, the dreams that's in your hands, the visions that you see? Are you going to start those dialogues this month? See, what we're doing this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we're kicking it off by talking about the power of your ask. What we're saying to you is remove the fear and do it anyway. There's even a quote that talks about that. Now, we're not saying it's not going to be easy. We're not saying that you're not going to have that level of nervousness. However, what we are saying is that when you start to move in motion, the fear will become a back burner and you will start executing. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that about when you started, when you know, you were kind of nervous about asking a gentleman, but you pushed forward anyway, and then you got the results you were looking for. Can you elaborate a little bit on that when you go beyond the point of fear to execution?
Well, having been part of many, many MLM businesses, I have learned that our no's are really yeses. So sometimes we just have to put our faith in the fact that even if someone does say no, they really want to say yes. So even if you do get that no may put me in connection with somebody else who can help me even better. And so I think that on any given day, most of us are really, really busy with our hectic lives, and we may forget to practice what we have on our vision boards. You know, if you don't have a vision board and you're just writing it down and making the vision plain, which is what the Bible tells us to do, we need to be able to focus on that vision. That's why we need to write it down, because writing it down helps us to focus and be clear on what it is we want to achieve. So you do have to get yourself out of your comfortability zone, and you have to be conscientious that, hey, this is where I want to be, and if I want to get there, there may be some uncomfortableness. It's worth it. I mean, now that I have the book done and I've seen all these wonderful oil paintings that this gentleman has done, he's not only done that book, he's done my next book, which will be released in September. So it's really perpetuated a great friendship between that gentleman and myself for future projects. So you never know until you ask. Until you ask.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Good Morning to the Leader in You. Check out my website at www.catherinetrotter.com. That's CatherineTrotter.com. Here to serve and provide tips and tools on how to create your strategic plan for the month of June and the remaining years of 2018. Joy, what is your contact information?
They can reach me at 443-630-3492, and www.joyrificband.com. I can be reached there as well.
Awesome, awesome. We'll have a fabulous week, and we're going to see everyone at the top.
Thank you.